All right, and Brian and Carl here back in the studios for another episode of Midwest Punks Podcast.
That's right, episode 7.
Yeah, starting to get to the point where I can't immediately recall what number we're on. So yeah. That's a good thing. So we're going to bring you another hour, full of local bands, local music, punk, emo, rock kind of genres. So we're always trying to find some local bands, and we do our research and try and find some new bands and some bands that maybe we've heard of before and we just kind of forgot about, and we bring them up and hopefully you enjoy the music. So that's what we try and do here every week, and you can help us out by letting us know. Like, we've had a couple people reach out on Facebook and tell us about either their band or a friend's band. That's awesome, and some people with other shows going on and things like that. So we're trying to branch out and network out now that we got things kind of running smoothly in the podcast side. So make sure that, yeah, you follow us on Facebook, find us on there. You can email Brian. We have an email address that,
yeah, midwestpunkspodcast@gmail.com.
okay, easy to remember. So
a little long, but yeah, easy to remember.
So that's what counts. And just connect with us. Let us know if you got something going on. You got a band that you guys play, in your garage every weekend or something. You're trying to get somebody to book you for a show. Send us a link. We'll take a listen. Maybe get you on the show and help get you some exposure, and just share some good music with everybody. So, that's what we do, and hope you're enjoying it. So,
yeah, we also added all of our playlists from our episodes to Spotify over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
that's really awesome. Brian spent his weekend plugging in Spotify playlists.
Yeah.
So, and you can find that just by searching.
Yeah, it's a profile. So you just find Midwest Punks, and you'll see the episodes. Each episode has it broken down into what songs were on there. Most of the songs are in there. It's a few songs that aren't on Spotify. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll share a link to that on the Facebook page as well. This way we
definitely
can get people. So if you just want to tune into just the music, you can go over there and hit play and, just have those playlists play the songs and not listen to Brian or I give you a narrative around them. But we try and throw in some good info, news about shows that are coming up. I know there's a couple that we're going to talk about today, a couple bands that have some shows coming up in the area. Always trying to give you some good info like that. And, like I said, we're always open to learning about new shows and new bands and things like that. So connect with us, let us know, and we'll do what we can. So, Brian, again, we got a pretty long list of some songs here today. And,
let's get started. You want to start out? Let's see what.
Sure. Yeah. Brian and I always kind of surprise each other with our list. It kind of makes it a little bit more interesting so that you you're hearing some of the songs for the first time, and same for me. I got a couple good bands on there. I guess we can just go down the list if you want.
Yeah, let's start at the top.
Okay, so I have a band that I've seen recently on YouTube and that show I've talked about last episode, Life from the Rock Room on YouTube.
Sure.
Especially
awesome show.
So this band's called Hot Alice. And they're a four-piece rock band made up of lifelong friends from Chicago. They started, from what I gather, around 2013. And actually in 2016, they released a Chicago Cubs theme song that got pretty popular. It was called Fly the W. So, again, another reason to for our VP of radio operations here at our radio station to I know he's a Sox fan. So
yeah.
This band has a Cubs song, so Tom, there you go. So they had that as well. And May 15th, they're going to be playing at Penny Road Pub in Barrington, Illinois. And then on June 5th, they'll be at the Brower House in Lombard. So just two shows coming up with them. But yeah, I have a song from them called Turn It All Around. And I really dig this guy's voice. It's kind of, like rough and raspy and heavy and stuff, so I think it's pretty good. And if you go through some of their songs, they have different sounds and stuff, but it's cool that they can kind of range from something a little heavier to, I think they even had some acoustic stuff on there. So just really good sound. Hope you enjoy them. So we got Hot Alice with Turn It All Around.
Awesome, let's check it out.
So why can't we turn it all around, turn it all around, turn it all right around now. Turn it all around, turn it all around, turn it all right around. Shut your mouth, shut your pretty little mouth, your head kissing everyone knows. That you're a villain in disguise, got the devil in your eyes, taking cheap shots, putting me down. I don't
All right, and that was Hot Alice with Turn It All Around. And Brian, as soon as it started, I realized I had the voice of the singer mixed up with the next band on my list. But so he wasn't really heavy and raspy and rough sounding, but had a cool, you know, kind of standard, not standard, but common punk kind of voice, and the fast speed. I like that a lot. So I thought they had a good sound. And like I said, they have some good stuff out there on Bandcamp and on their Facebook page, and they're playing a couple local shows. So
nice. You have to check those guys out.
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely kind of turned up on a couple songs. So that was one of the more radio appropriate fast ones that I liked. So yeah, there was a couple words in there. We're going to have to make sure that get edited out. But we are a public radio station. Brian and I work for Lakeshore Public Radio out of Northwest Indiana.
That's right, 89.1 FM.
Yep, streaming on the website all the time. Find us on Facebook as well. But so we have to keep things radio appropriate as much as we can. So, but we do air at midnight, so that kind of helps us, I think.
Yeah.
So, well, let's keep going, Brian, because we time goes so quick when we're in here and we're trying to fit in all these songs. So, what do we got next? You want to jump over to your list?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I've been checking out this band, Into It Over It. Are you familiar with them?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they sort of a emo punk kind of sound to them. It's a solo project by musician Evan Thomas Weiss. He's in a couple other bands or associated with a couple other bands around Chicago. I'll kind of get into those as we go here. Yeah, I wanted to hear a song by them and kind of get everybody introduced. I think this one is a little slower. Yeah, the one I chose here is The Shaking of Leaves.
Okay.
Anyway, he's been doing this like solo project thing since 2007 and considered one of the leading acts of the emo revival scene in the 2010s.
Kinda. Okay.
So he did these two albums that kind of sounded interesting to me. He did 52 Weeks. Is what the first album was called, and he did a song every week recorded to make that compilation album. And then he did a second album that was titled, I believe, 12 Towns.
Okay.
And it was like he did 12 songs that were basically the title of a town, or the title of the song was the town name, something like that. So I haven't really checked those albums out, but, you know, just...
Cool concepts, though.
Yeah, yeah,
you
cool
know,
idea.
Trying to make it a little bit more elaborate, so...
Sure.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, and from right here in Chicago, just like Hot Alice was. So, again, keeping it local. And I'll definitely have to – I'm looking forward to hearing what they sound like and checking them out.
Yeah, they're pretty great. Let me get them queued up here.
Okay, and then we'll hear it. And, again, the song is called The Shaking of Leaves, and it's by Into It Over It, a band out of Chicago. And I don't know if they have any local shows coming up or anything, but it sounds like they're still pretty, or he's still pretty active.
Yeah, I don't think they had anything coming up
show-wise.
I think a couple of the other bands that he's playing with might have a few things going on, but nothing that was like right away.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely a musician, sounds worth checking out and, you know, hearing some of his projects, and he does some solo stuff like you were saying. So definitely sounds like he makes an effort to put a lot of thought and make it a unique process to his music making, you know, efforts. So pretty cool. And yeah, so you got it queued up?
Yeah, right. It's queued up. Let's hear it.
Okay. Shaking of the Leaves by Into It Over It.
Late this afternoon. pit for the first time in what felt like years. Struck me down a harmless jab, but you, well, you rang loud and clear. You tore down the walls, and just as quickly you were gone. Heard me call this off. Must have heard my brief applause. Must have heard my disbelief. New Haven expose confirmed they caught a killer. Well, I caught a chill when the newsprint said the gunman was 19.
So that was Into It Over It with a song called The Shaking of Leaves. And Brent, you know, you found them, Evan Thomas Weiss. He definitely sounds like he can put some really cool, like, ballady kind of type songs together. So
yeah, definitely.
With the way you were talking about the projects he's done, it sounds pretty cool. And I'm definitely going to have to check him out, see what else he's got out there and give it a listen. So hope you guys do the same. We're going to keep moving right along because we have a long list we're trying to get through, and some good music, though. Definitely good music, good local music, some cool local bands. We'll tag them on Facebook, so if you find us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast, we will share some links there. There'll be a Spotify playlist after the show, and you can go through all the songs on there, everything that's available on Spotify. And also, when you're on Facebook, you can check out our awesome logo created by our buddy over at JR Brand Goods. He's got a cool Facebook page and new website, too, so you can see some of his stuff. He's a local graphic designer, graphic artist. He's got a brand of clothing and some designs he's put together that are pretty cool. And he hooked us up with a really awesome logo, so go check that out. So a couple plugs there I wanted to get in, but we can go ahead and get back to the music. So, Brian, the next band we were going to play is somebody else from my list I've seen. The band is called The Slow Death. The song that we're going to listen to is called Be the One. The Slow Death is actually from Minneapolis, so still Midwest, just a little north of us. They started in 2010, it looks like. On Facebook, they list 8 members in their band, but the videos that I've seen with them and everything, most of the time they have just 4 guys playing. So, you know, they might kind of just on different songs and things bring in some different instruments. I'm not sure. But they actually just played a show last week, last Friday, at Franklin House in Valpo. And I saw that and I wanted to go, but my wife was going to be out of town at a bachelorette party and somebody's got to watch the boy. So I spent the weekend with my boy at home. But I missed the show, but I'm sure it was a good one. And they actually played another show on the 23rd at Crown Liquors in Chicago. So they get around in the area down here. I know they have a couple other shows, but I think they were further up north, around Wisconsin and Michigan or Minneapolis or Minnesota. So keep an eye on them, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, whatever you're on, and see about their upcoming shows. But we'll go ahead and get started with The Slow Death. This is the song that I meant where the singer's voice is pretty heavy and raspy and kind of, you know, just a really cool sounding voice. So they got a good sound, and let's check them out.
Awesome. Let's check it out. We'll be right back.
you down.
That was The Slow Death with Be The One. So, yeah, I can't, you know, they kind of pick it up here and there throughout that song, and singer's got a really cool voice, I think.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah. I have to check out more of their stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And hopefully they come back around here to, you know, to the Northern Indiana area. Like I said, I just missed them last Friday and probably should have played them or plugged that show for everybody else last week. But yeah, so hopefully they come back around and we can catch them and maybe talk to them on the show or something. So... moving right along again, Brian, you have another band you wanted to,
Yeah, it's another band that, the Evan Thomas Weiss is part of. He played with another band called Pet Symmetry, not Cemetery, Symmetry.
Yeah.
But, another sort of emo sound to them from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, they've been active since about 2012, kind of doing stuff now still.
Okay.
They've had, I believe... 2 studio albums and about 6 EPs or splits that they've done.
Yeah.
So they've done quite a bit, but it's a couple of the members from Dowsing, also a Chicago band. So they kind of all got together and did this project. So I was just kind of in this rabbit hole, obviously, of emo stuff this weekend as I was compiling our Spotify list. But so this band is pretty great. I dig them. So
yeah, and drawing the lines from Weiss's solo stuff to this, and again, you know, the play on the Pet Symmetry kind of seems like it alludes to his music making process and how it's a little unique and elaborate and stuff. So that's pretty cool. Let's hear Stair Collection
from their Visions album released in 2017.
Okay, cool. Let's check it out.
Stay from lectures in the face, wave the phone.
And that was Pet Sematary with a song called Stair Collection. Again, another Chicago band. They have a front man who is from the band we played before that one. So he's...
Into
It Over It, Evan Thomas Weiss. And so he's involved in that band as well. And they have a couple albums definitely worth checking out. They did have a cool sound. I like the pace, and his voice is pretty unique too. So
it's a bit of a jump from the last song.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's got a pretty unique voice that he's got that range with him. We'll go ahead and move right along. And
so what do you want to do next? What, Much the Same, did you say?
Yeah, there's a band I've been listening to, Much the Same, and they actually have a couple new songs that they put out there. I think it's part of a new album that they're trying to promote, but the song is called Snake in the Grass, and it's a little hard to... Some of the songs were not radio appropriate, but this one's pretty cool, and they have a video on their Facebook page, I believe, for the song, and they call themselves a skate punk band. They're from Chicago. They started in 1999, so they made it through Y2K, so that's good.
Yeah.
Like everybody else. But they're a four-person band from Chicago, and they're influenced by bands like Bad Religion, Foo Fighters, NOFX, so pretty good influences right there. They're actually performing with Hot Alice at that show I mentioned earlier, May 15th, at the Penny Road Pub in Barrington. So Barrington, Illinois, Much the Same, Hot Alice. There's actually... one or two other bands on my list, I think, who are playing that same show. So
nice.
Sounds like a really cool show. May 15th, I'm going to have to put that on my calendar.
Is that a larger show, like a festival? Or
No, it's just at a venue. It's an indoor thing, Penny Road Pub. And they just have, I think there's four or five bands total playing there. So
nice.
And I got three or four of them on my list. So let's check out Much the Same, give you a little preview of what you can hear May 15th. And hopefully, I'm going to see. Maybe I can make it out there. So let's hear Snake in the Grass from Much the Same.
All right, here we go.
Would you release me? cleared away. And leave me with the world to save. You would love me if you cursed this, cause it's too late to reverse this. We've come too far to clear the stain, build my house out of the waste. You were the ruse, you were the cover of a deception like no other. You'll know the truth when you discover I'm more than an inconvenient lover. Try to keep the intelligence clean. This plot is not as thick as it seems to be.
All right, and that was much the same with a song called Snake in the Grass. I can't believe I hadn't heard of that band before, because they have a huge following on Facebook. I guess they had been apart for a little while, reunited in 2015, it looks like. And they said they spent 4 years writing after that, and I guess their guitarist battled some cancer, but it's great. It sounds like he recovered from that. So they made a post last May in 2019, said everything's fine, we'll be out this summer. Looking at that video from YouTube, some of the comments on there, and there's some really loyal fans out there for this band. So really going to try and get out to that May 15th show, because I do want to check them out. So
yeah, to check that one out.
Yeah, I'll share something on our Facebook page too to give everybody that info, and hopefully we'll see you out there. But so again, there's a band called Much the Same. They're out of Chicago. And Brian, we can go ahead and move on. You got somebody else you want to
hear? Yeah, I'm going
to
keep going down that rabbit hole I've been going down here. That last band we played was Pet Sematary, and a couple members, as I said, were members of Dowsing.
Okay.
Also from Chicago, with the indie punk emo kind of sound to them. They've been active since around 2011. This band Dowsing has 3 studio albums, like 5 EPs. And they're currently on Asian Man Records. I don't know if you're familiar with them. I'm a big fan of Skank and Pickle, and the guy Mike Park that started the Asian Man Records was the head front man from Skank and Pickle. So to me, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it seems like we always uncover all these connections between these bands and record labels and venues, and everybody's played with somebody and they know somebody, and that's really cool. Just a community of, just really talented musicians and artists and people who can jam, and they're supporting each other. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so let's hear some Dowsing. This song is titled Wasted on Hate. It is off their third studio album, OK, released in 2016.
Cool.
I didn't see any shows coming up or anything, but definitely if they come around, I would check these guys out. They've got a little bit more of the emo sound, but a little edgier to them. So something that gets a little more punk in there, I guess.
Cool. Yeah, let's give it a listen.
All right, let's go.
Punk is dead!
right. And that was Dowsing. And the name of that song?
Wasted on Hate.
Okay. And, yeah, so they're connected, you know, all the lines we were drawing beforehand with Weiss and then his band into...
That was Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary. And Dowsing was in that, so then that was Dowsing.
And then Weiss is connected to... Pet Sematary. So
yeah, and into just, it, over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So
kind
just,
of all that Chicago scene.
Yep. Yeah. And real quick before we move on, I wanted to throw in there's an event. We've been talking to I guess the guy who's kind of orchestrating it on Facebook, but it's March 13th, and it's actually not Chicago. It's in Mishawaka, so it's kind of like the South Bend area. And a little bit further east than us in Indiana, but just a straight drive. And sounds like they have a pretty cool scene going on over there because this is called the Pop Punk Pizza Party. And again, it's March 13th. It's at Smith's Downtown, which is in Mishawaka. You can find it on Facebook and, you know, I think on Instagram and a couple other places as well. But just looking on Facebook, they have four... bands that are going to be playing there. I know that there's Stop Drop Rewind, which I've heard a lot about, and I've seen them and I've listened to them. I can't believe we haven't put them on the show yet. A band called The Distractions and a band called Making Enemies. There's even an event kind of hosting group that's called South Bend Scene, so it seems like they got a pretty cool thing going on over there. So just something might be worth checking out. I have a... my sister-in-law's wedding that day, so I will not be able to swing on over from there. But definitely just something we wanted to throw out. So might be an interesting show for you guys.
You can convince the folks from the wedding to go on over to a punk show.
Yeah, after party, you know, just trying to catch the last band. It'd be good. From Valpo to Mishawaka, quick straight drive. Right? Okay, well, we're going to move on to the music. I've got a couple more bands we're going to try and squeeze in before the end of the show. Brian, we're going back over to my list, and I have a band called Bad Planning. These are five guys from the Barrington Palatine area in Illinois. They started in 2013. They say they had a lineup change in 2015, but they've been jamming together ever since. They're performing at, again, that show May 15th at Penny Road Pub in Barrington with Hot Alice and Much the Same. So that's May 15th, another cool show coming up. This band says that they've been influenced by Rise Against, Green Day, Rise Against, obviously another Chicagoland band.
Yeah.
And I've seen them once or twice, I think. And then they're also influenced by Green Day and Blink-182. So some of the same influences we've had. This is their song Midwest Classic, so let's listen to some Bad Planning.
All right, let's check it out.
So bad, we were so young, but I'm just glad we had that sacred time to share before you left home for all here. Life just hit a wall. Saw 1 month before what when I should have crawled. Thanks to you, I'm seeking more.
Take your time, you sham, before you left on for O'Hare.
And that was Bad Planning with the song called Midwest Classic. Again, those guys are from Barrington, Palatine area. They're going to be playing at that Penny Road Pub Show May 15th in Barrington with Hot Alice and Much the Same. So some cool bands going to be there, and maybe I will too. So, Brian, we're, again, running short on time. It goes so quick once we get in here. Hopefully we can plug in a few more songs. So who you got next?
I was going to go on to a band that... Tom Maloney turned me on to here, Knuckle Puck.
And Tom Maloney is our VP of radio, who happens to be standing in the corner of the studio right now as we speak.
He just came in for Knuckle Puck. Did you say you knew these guys, Tom? Sort of?
Of course, he's...
Which mic are you?
I'm that mic. Yeah, they're actually an Oak Lawn band out of the South Side. My cousin went to school with them,
okay.
I discovered them before I knew that she went to school with them.
So they went to school in Oak Lawn, you're saying?
Yeah, South
Side
of Chicago, South
Suburbs. My wife's got two cousins, her aunt and uncle live out there, and she's got three cousins who went to Oak Lawn High School. I'm sure there's a couple out there. But I wonder if they would know them then.
Probably.
One of them's one of her cousins, Sam, he's really into a lot of music like this, and he's... like an MC at places and stuff, so I'm sure he's probably familiar with them. I'll have to check that out.
So, I heard you guys were playing Knuckle Puck, so I had to come into the studio to join you. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them, but they sound cool. And, Brian, I know you got a couple other facts about them. So they're from, like Tom said, the Oak Lawn, Chicago area. So
Apparently they got their name from a Stick to Your Guns, the hardcore band. On a T-shirt that they had, it said Knuckle Puck Crew.
Okay.
Why it said that, I don't know, but that's where they got their name.
So. Kinda
here I thought it was a Mighty Ducks reference.
Yeah.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah. It kind of sounds familiar. I feel like I've seen a T-shirt with the knuckles facing out on, the chest of a shirt. And I wonder if that was it. I don't know. I don't know why that's coming to mind.
Yeah, we're going to have to find this picture. Maybe put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, they're going to be playing, actually, at the Beat Kitchen in Chicago on March 23rd.
Cool.
And it's a sold-out show, unfortunately. I will not be there. Sold out long before I could get there. Beat Kitchen only seats, maybe 200 people. It's a tiny place. So if you get a ticket to a show at the Beat Kitchen, especially for a bigger band, consider yourself pretty lucky.
Yeah.
They're also playing at the Concord Music Hall. Did you get tickets for that one?
A little bit bigger of a
venue. Now when's that happening?
June 13th.
June 13th. Yeah. Okay. My birthday's June 11th. I know what I'm doing for my birthday.
There you go.
We go.
Just helped out your wife and got her an idea for a birthday present.
That's right.
So. And you say, Brian, that they started out as a cover band.
Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know. Do you know what kind of stuff they covered, Tom?
Not really. No, I just know that they didn't really start doing originals until later on. But I don't think a lot of bands really start doing originals
away. A lot of them slowly kind of work them in here and there. Like, hey, we're going to play covers in a couple of our own things, kind of. So
some John Cougar Mellencamp songs.
Yeah.
That's right. I like it.
Yeah. Got to get the crowd going when you're at a bar, right? So...
Well, let's be quiet now and play some Knuckle Puck.
Okay, and the song you got is called?
Gone.
Okay, Gone by Knuckle Puck. Let's give it a listen.
I think, Tom, you might have to help us edit some of this out here.
I'll do my best.
Okay. All right.
Do best, forgot myself, got over.
All right, so that was some Knuckle Puck with a song called Gone, again, from the Chicago Oak Lawn area. And they got a show coming up March 23rd at Beat Kitchen, apparently sold out. But they're following that up with a Concord Music Hall show June 13th. So check that out. Try and get a ticket. And June 13th sounds like a... And I'm going to Rage Con. I got some tickets for Rage Against the Machine this summer. So Rage is in June, I think. I don't know. I actually have a pretty cool summer of shows that I'm putting together already. We got Riot Fest and seeing Rage Against the Machine twice. So that hurt in the wallet, but couldn't pass it up. All right, Brian, we...
you got another band you want to play on
your
list?
We can go over to The Miserables, and that's spelled with two Z's. Miserables. The song is called Sticks and Stones, and I believe this is off their new album called Whatever This Sucks. So it's literally, it's whatever, couple periods, you know, the ellipse, and then This Sucks is the album that was released in August of 2019. They're a punk rock trio from Chicago. They started in 2013, and they're going to be playing at the burlesque and punk rock event at Reggie's on March 13th. So again, another March 13th show that I will not be able to make due to a wedding, but definitely worth checking out because they got a good sound, and I hear a lot of cool things about Reggie's. I have not made it out to Reggie's at all. Have you ever been to Reggie's in Chicago, Brian?
A while ago. Okay. I haven't been in a while, no.
Yeah, so I know that they have a pretty active calendar on their website and Facebook. They do a lot of kind of themed nights. I think they do, like, every week there's a night where there's a DJ playing, there's another night where there's, like, metal playing, and then there's a night where there's some punk kind of rock band.
Yeah, I want to say when I was there, it wasn't a punk show. I can't recall. Like a blues thing or something.
Yeah, so I think they have a lot of stuff going on there. So, and the Miserables are playing there coming up in March. And if you keep an eye on them, I'm sure they got some other local shows. So again, this is the Miserables. The song is called Sticks and Stones off their new album, Whatever This Sucks. So let's take a listen. The Miserables, spelled with two Z's, with their song called Sticks and Stones off the new album Whatever This Sucks, released August 2019. They're playing Reggie's March 13th in Chicago, so check them out. And definitely I like their sound. They got a couple albums that were out, and some songs and EPs that were out. So one of the bands I'm going to be having on my playlist for a while, and hopefully you enjoy that. So Brian, we have running out of time, like usual. You got another band we want to...
Let's see if I can get another band that I found that I kind of really dig what they were doing, so I really want to get them on real quick. So the band, they are actually from Michigan. Okay. They're named Dogleg.
Okay.
And kind of emo, hardcore, pop, post-punk, indie rock kind of thing. I don't know. Bands nowadays try not to lock themselves down into something.
Yeah, they kind of can, bridge from one thing to another and
for sure
just make some music. You know, that's what they. Actually, Brian, do you know how long this song is? Do you know?
I am not 100% sure.
Just because we're so close on the time here, I'm thinking we can probably just plug a few things and then maybe play out with this song.
Yeah, let's do
that. So again, thanks for tuning in, Midwest Punks Podcast. We have a couple songs, again, we didn't get to, but we will put those on next time, maybe share them on Facebook. We're gonna put some videos out there for sure this week and let you see some of the bands that we talked about. We'll plug in the link to our Spotify playlist that Brian has started putting together so you can check out the songs. And you can find us Facebook, facebook.com/Midwest Punks Podcast. And we are always sharing stuff on there, and reach out to us on there. Let us know if you got some bands or a show coming up. Again, there's a lot of things coming up that we're hearing about. This show at Wet Reggie's, this show at the Penny Road Pub, the Pop Punk Pizza Party in Mishawaka coming up. So just trying to share all the good info and let you know when some good music is coming around your way. And hopefully every week you feel like it's coming your way from us. So Brian and I work at Lakeshore Public Radio together. Just, you know, enjoy the music, and we're finding new bands ourselves. So that's always pretty cool. And we appreciate any tips you got. And Brian, anything else I've missed? Check out our cool logo on Facebook too. Again, our logo is pretty awesome. I think we got some stickers made up of it, and I got that on my laptop now.
Yeah,
I'm flaunting that thing around. Maybe we'll get some shirts made or something soon. And yeah, we're working on getting some people to call in for future shows coming up. And
we got the email address, midwestpunkspodcast@gmail.com. You got a request, anything you want to send us, just say, hey, you guys are terrible, whatever, send it over.
Yeah, and then we will block you. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, just get a hold of us either way. Our studios are here in Northwest Indiana, but we can always have somebody call in, which we're working on setting something up soon. So again, just hopefully we're bringing you some good music. I know we've heard from a lot of people already on Facebook, and we're going to keep that growing. So again, Brian, the band you're going to play is
Dogleg.
Okay.
And, song is Kawasaki Backflip.
Okay, cool.
They are actually playing at the Bottom Lounge in Chicago on March 20th.
Okay.
And I believe they're playing at the Pitchfork Music Festival on July 19th.
Okay. Where's the I'm not familiar with Pitchfork Music
Festival. It's Union Park, I believe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And yeah, and like you said, they're from Michigan. So that's cool. And
yeah, they're from Michigan. I believe the singer, when he first kind of started out, put a sticker on his guitar that said "Play Fast" as a
nice
sign to the audience about what they were.
I'm all about the fast punk, so I'm even more excited to hear it. So I think we're right about the time where we can play out with this song, let us know what you think. Hopefully you enjoyed the music. So this is Dogleg with Kawasaki Backflip.
Here we go. Take care, everyone.
Yep.